more information on what you've heard? Have a travel question or comment? Just log on to petergreenberg.com. Now, here's Peter.
33 minutes after the hour, Peter Greenberg here with you from Ireland. And, of course, anytime you want to reach me, you know the drill. Just an email, peter@petergreenberg.com with your name, phone number, question or problem. We'll solve it right here on the air. Let's do that right now. Let's go to the phones out there in Novato. I've got Victoria on the phone. That's Novato, California, by the way, for those people who are familiar with Mill Valley and up in Marin County. How can I help you, Victoria?
Okay. So at this age, you always think you've made the mistake, right? You just assume it. But I purchased two World Club, Club World, they're called, tickets on British Airways for almost $9,000. Back in December. And when I was checking on my documents for the trip coming up this weekend, I noticed that my seat assignments had vanished, which they do sometimes. So I went to choose a seat and ended up having to pay an additional $516 to choose my seat in what I consider to be business class.
Whoa.
And I don't remember ever having to do that before.
Well, I'm going to ask a stupid question. Are you ready?
Sure.
Did you do this online?
Probably in December, yes.
And did you do it online when you had to pay the extra money?
Yes. And then I called British Air as well.
Yeah, but you called them after the fact, didn't you?
Correct.
Here it comes. Hey, you called me. I'm going to help you out now. Here's the bottom line. Here's the bottom line. Anytime you're going to make it an airline reservation, whether it's a $59 ticket or a nearly $9,000 pair of tickets, you owe yourself a favor to call the airline and have a conversation first. Otherwise, you know, the internet's not your friend. It can't answer any questions whatsoever, and it can't alert you to this stupidity of having to pay additional fare for two business class tickets that you should have had seat assignments at the very moment you made your reservation. So,
correct.
Right. Have you ever heard of a travel agent?
I have one.
Ah! Okay. So here's what I want you to do. All right? When are you flying, by the way?
Saturday.
Oh, my goodness. That's coming up. So here's what I want you to do. Email me to peter@petergreenberg.com. Send me all the correspondence that you have, any of the confirmations, the ticket confirmation numbers, the reservation numbers. When you finally called British Airways and they told you too bad you had to pay it, do you remember the name of the person you talked to?
I may have it in my notes. I'll check.
Well, send that to me as well. I won't be able to help you before you get on the plane, but I may be able to help you get some of your money back, because that's unconscionable that they would charge you to select business class seats, which by very definition come with an assignment.
We're overpriced to begin with.
Oh, no kidding. No kidding. So look, close your eyes, relax, have a good flight, but send me that information. Let me see if I can follow up on it, because that shouldn't have happened.
All
but
right.
But before we hang up, wait a minute, but before we hang up, has Victoria learned a lesson today?
Of course she has.
Good.
You can teach the old dog new tricks.
You got it. So email me when you have all that information. Enjoy your flight. Try not to regret it, and I will try to help you out, okay?
Appreciate your help. Thank you so much.
Anytime. I appreciate the call.
All right. Take good care.
Thanks. You know, what's interesting about Victoria's case is that when you rely on the internet, you can't have a conversation and then you get beaten up. How many times have you gone online to make a reservation and you see in the upper right-hand corner or next to the fare posted, only two seats left or only one room available? Do you believe that? Most of you do. Most of the time it's a lie, because it's only the allocation. It's only based on the allocation of rooms or seats that the travel provider gave the online travel agency. But that doesn't mean there are only two seats on the plane or one room at the hotel. It just means there's only one room at Expedia or two seats on Orbitz. So, guys, try to wean yourselves from bad habits and get on the phone and have a conversation, especially if you're going to have an investment of nearly $9,000. No reason why you should get hosed for even more money. That's just crazy. And the real bottom line here is it's avoidable. It really is. And so now that you know that, we'll move right on to some more emails. Here's one from Karen, who says, my passport will expire in August 2023. I'm considering a trip to Israel in March of 2023. I have been informed that I should have my passport renewed before there is a six-month required pre-expiration window for travel. Many countries, Israel's one of them, will not let you board the plane to get there if you have less than 6 months of validity left on your passport. A number of countries will do that. So look, here's the good news. You have a big head start here. You're not leaving till August of 2023. A passport's good for 10 years. So if you know that ahead of time, renew your passport now. Just get it done. It's not that big of an expense, and it'll be good for another 10 years. Don't wait. All right? That's what you need to do. And for any of you who are thinking of going to places like South Africa, they have an even weirder rule on the books. If you don't have at least two free passport pages left in your passport, they also won't let you on the plane. By the way, they won't even explain what that rule means or why they ever came up with it, but that's their rule and they play the game. And gone are the days when U.S. consulates or passport agencies would insert additional pages in your passport. They don't do it anymore. So if you exhaust the number of pages, even if your passport has another 8 years of validity, you got to go get a new one. Okay? Are we clear on that? Okay. So don't wait. Karen, go get a new passport. All right. We'll be back with more from the Emerald Isle of Ireland as Ion Travel returns right after this.
Please remain seated with your seatbelt fastened. Ion Travel will be right back.